With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Trump administration has until Monday to speed up nearly $2 billion in foreign aid payments. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The money is owed to partners of the U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department for work already done before the funds were frozen. A federal judge ruled in favor of nonprofit groups and businesses that sued over the funding freeze, which has forced organizations around the world to slash services and lay off thousands of workers. The Trump administration has argued that presidents have wide authority to override congressional decisions on spending when it comes to foreign policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Syrian war monitor says the death toll from 2 days of fighting between security forces and loyalists to ousted Syrian leader Bashar Assad has risen out of more than 600, the eruption marking a major escalation in the challenge to the new government in Damascus 3 months after insurgents took authority after removing Assad from power. Also at SRNnews.com, a key move today from Muslim nations.
Foreign ministers from Muslim nations are rejecting calls by President Trump to empty the Gaza Strip of its Palestinian population and instead backing a plan by Egypt for an administrative committee of Palestinians to govern the territory to allow reconstruction. Foreign ministers are gathering for a special session of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which includes 57 nations. I'm Julie Walker.
In the meantime, pro-Palestinian activists vandalizing one of President Trump's golf resorts in Scotland. They targeted Trump's Turnberry Golf Course and Hotel in the southwest part of that country. This is SRN News. A look now at what Americans believe when it comes to spiritual matters.
The percentage of people who are non-religious is higher than ever, approaching one-third. But that doesn't mean that folks don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. The Pew Research Center reports that 83% of Americans believe in God or some sort of universal spirit. 86% think that every individual has a soul, not just a physical body. And 70% say there is an afterlife of some kind where all of us are going. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, leaders of the European Union will be lifting sanctions against Syria now that strongman Bashar Assad is no longer ruling. The Islamic rebels who took over the country late last year so far are treating Christians and other religious minorities with respect. Syrian leaders there say they're taking a very cautious and optimistic stance. This is SRN News. A federal court has ruled that a group of fishermen can sue one of the world's largest seafood watchdog groups. Here's John Scott with that story.
The lawsuit is for defamation for publishing a report that described Maine lobster as an unwise choice for consumers. The coalition representing the Maine lobster industry is suing Monterey Bay Aquarium in California for recommending that seafood customers avoid buying a variety of lobster New England fishermen have harvested for centuries. Seafood Watch, operated by the aquarium, placed the lobster on its red list of seafood to avoid due to the threat posed to rare whales by entanglement in gear. John Scott reporting.
One arrest has been made, two more likely in connection with the death of a 20-year-old university student in Louisiana who died in an off-campus fraternity hazing. More details at SRNnews.com.